There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's time for My Cool Inventions Radio with Akos Jankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen. This is like the all-American lineup, but then we have Akos, John, so we can't really claim him as an American. But
I pay a lot of taxes, Doug, Sam. I'm American.
Okay.
So he qualifies in name only.
Yes, right. Well, that's good.
Keep up with
Big deals, big invention, big community. Are you in the glorious state of Pennsylvania?
I was there yesterday. I am in the glorious state of Massachusetts right now, which is in the glorious state of being cold.
Oh, because Pennsylvania and Philadelphia area, that's a big hub of invention. Big,
is it?
Very much so.
We were thinking about yesterday when you were there, that's an area of the United States where many, many inventors that have come from. Many inventors get their start. Of course, QVC's head office is right there in...
Really?
In Westchester.
In Westchester, Pennsylvania.
In Pittsburgh, I mean, that's where you get a lot of people.
Yeah, the impact show goes...
Why? What is there about this area that is strong? Why?
I think there's a lot of mountains and nothing to do with a lot of people's minds are flowing and they come up with great inventions.
Really? Okay.
And I think maybe because there was the industrial complex that was there in Pittsburgh, right?
Right.
So after when the steel started to fall, they started using their money and investing in other things and creating other types of manufacturing and other things that could get people working again. We know a guy, George Davison, who has an invention, kind of an invention company, but yet it's different. It's called Invention Land. And this thing, you go into his office, and you see all these products that he's developed and created for people and inventors. And he's a really nice guy. I only know him because of paintball. He was a professional paintball player many, many years ago on one of the biggest teams ever.
A professional paintball player?
Yes, I'm as struck as
my son was a semi-professional. A sponsor team. We had a sponsor team. Tampa Bay Hellfire. I was Doc Hellfire.
You were Doc Hellfire,
Right. So basically, we played paintball, but this guy painted paintball, and he had a friend that had a paintball company. And the guy goes, well, you know, our paintballs always go out of the barrel, and they curve. They always curve because the ball's round. He said, well, I'll create something. He took a barrel, and he made little holes in it. And he made the ball spin so they became accurate, and they would go straight and not curve all the time. So basically, he's responsible for creating that. Well, anyway, he created this company called Invention Land. And you go to his office, and he goes, here, let's look at my bookshelf. Look at all these beautiful books. And he goes with the inspiration of Walt Disney and Thomas Edison and all these other things. Push the button. And this entire bookshelf opens up. And all of a sudden, it looks like Neverland. You're walking over a river that's inside the building with a bridge, and there's a huge pirate ship inside the building, and that actually houses one level of invention. And you go in, there's a big robot, and that's another electronics invention area. There's a thing that looks like Daytona 500, the Daytona racetrack, and that's for automotive. And you go through this building, and it's everything that has to do with invention, all in this, it looks like Disney-esque building. It's kind of wild.
Really?
But he's outside of Pittsburgh. I saw him there after Impact one year.
I guess I'm wondering about Pittsburgh, where Carnegie and some of the original people that put together U.S. Steel. I'm bringing you that book. I promised that I was going to when I see you next month, John. The book by Napoleon Hill that is one of the, it is, if not one of, it is the Bible for people who want to understand how business is done, how things are put together. Wonderful ideas. I've read this thing now back and forth three or four times. I keep reading it because I keep picking up new things that we can use to encourage people to start their own business or what it takes. And I've read it to the point of understanding where, or I guess I'm wondering, this is a wonder out loud, what do you suppose is most important to putting deals together and having companies survive? Is it location? Is it the idea? And the reason I ask is because the steel industry developed around Pittsburgh, that area of eastern Ohio and of western Pennsylvania, where the steel mills, I mean, they're all over the place, but the concentration was right there. And I wondered if that was because the natural resources were there to do it, or because the mines were there to do it. I mean, think about Pittsburgh.
The rivers.
And what's around. Yeah, this is transportation.
Geography.
Yeah.
Geography, of course, transportation. But I think one of the most key things in business, especially invention and product development, is human resources.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to people who are the thinkers and the people who they surround themselves with. I know, when I see successful companies, I always look at the core nucleus. We just came from Chicago, and I was looking at some of the big marketing companies who take these inventions and take them the distance. And I'm looking at these very big companies, hundreds of millions of dollars in turnover a year, maybe $1 billion in one of them. And I'm looking at the core nucleus as three or four people who make that company work. And there's this core, and I think it's the people.
And those people,
that company could be anywhere, really. It just geography, at that point, geography has nothing to do with it anymore. And it's just about the people's minds and who is attracting this.
And I think that goes beyond, back to the Napoleon Hill books and the direction. He was hired by Carnegie to investigate how Carnegie was trying to inspire people to do what he did. And it's really uncanny how sometimes people will take something like this that was so well written. I'm going to get somebody on the program, maybe we'll have them come over onto this side as well, from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. These people who are encouraging with their mind, they're advocating for people starting business and use the training, use the script, use the outline that's put together in these books by Napoleon Hill. And when you get right down to it, I have a perfect example. A friend of mine had a father who was a chiropractor, and he had an investment group, and they wanted to start a business. And so I read, he put together sort of a book of what he did in order to create the business that he created. And it is so fabulous to see how he followed, almost to the page, to the sentence, to the word, how Napoleon Hill explained Carnegie and those guys that put together that steel business. So he used that to put together a steel business of his own. It became very successful. And it's just so amazing how you can take the words from somebody else if you are serious and interpret them almost. Again, I'm reading this book from him, and I read the Napoleon Hill books, and I'm seeing, I can always go to the page where he took the information from Hill and used it and applied it, and it worked. Why reinvent? The reason I bring it up is there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. If you can see, and this applies certainly to the people that we talk to, if you can see somebody who's done something, you can study what they've done, and they've been successful, hey, I should be a perfect candidate for that. Somebody else should come along, not to challenge you, but to walk in your footsteps, because you've been able to take this business of television sales, you've created businesses that make products that you can sell on television. But this is not you are unique, but yet people could do the same thing that you've done by copying, watching what you do. I think that the invitation is the most wonderful form of flattery.
We learned early on, success leaves trails.
Yeah.
If you just look around and pay attention and study, and I think it comes down to mentorship, too. I know when I first got into this business, my father taught me to look for mentors, look for successful people who you could learn from. And my mentors, I'm going to tell John, I don't know if you've ever told you this, but my mentors who I studied were Billy Mays, and believe it or not, Terry Toner.
I don't know Terry Toner's name.
Terry Toner at the time had an infomercial. She was doing the Thunderstick with Mel Arthur, I think.
And yeah, she was a host back at CBS. Back in Minneapolis, where I worked.
So when I was learning how to be on air, Billy, of course, had a very unique, and he copied his mentors, believe it or not, but I didn't get to know him, were the World Wrestling Federation, the World Wrestling Federation. He learned that there were fantastic communicators, those guys who were marketing the World Wrestling thing. were great communicators. And if you study his videos, you'll watch him move forward and back when he wants to make a point, which is exactly the pickup from how I can't remember the guy who used to run the WWE, but
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. He picked up stuff like that. And then I took Terry Toner, who was wonderfully sincere in her pitch, and I tried to blend them. I spent hours studying them, and in fact, Billy Mays noticed that I was studying him. One time he was by the camera, and he said, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm just going to school." And then one time, a few months later, I was on television, and he was sitting by the camera. I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I believe going to school." So I think mentorship and success leaves trails.
Yeah. That's an interesting thing. I was asked this week, there's a fellow named Don Barrett who publishes a radio newsletter in Southern California, and he asked what or who were our mentors as a great exercise. So I wrote down the man who was the farmer that was responsible for most of my mores and values and what I think about not only animals but how I am in terms of being sensitive. And then there was a woman that came along when I was in my early 40s who helped me out of a tough place psychologically, and she was a mentor. Neither one of them had anything really to do with my business, so I took that aside as a separate sort of identity, and I wrote in this response to him, the managers of the radio stations are people that were working in the world of radio that I appreciated. But there hasn't been anybody, actually, that's ever come along that I, with the exception of maybe two people who are on the radio, whose styles, I don't know if copied is
the right
word.
Well, thanks, Doug. Both Acosta, I appreciate it.
but you know what I'm saying. There are people that we do, that we do follow, and we're bound to be, if we're aware at all, we're bound to be, or we're serious about what we're doing, we're bound to be influenced by people who have gone, hopefully, successfully before us.
Right.
Yeah, and so there's such thing as the reinvention of the wheel, which, again, going back to Napoleon Hill, which and how this fellow took the information and created his own business, is uncanny how similar it was. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about what it is you're going to bring to us on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acock the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, buckle with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469 and store online as 328 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Clean and Green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his Clean and Green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
The hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Akos Dankura and John Cremins, focused on invention, businesses at home. There's a tax deduction for a home office, one of the most overlooked home-related tax deductions that people who are doing what we are encouraging you to do, that is start a home-based business, invent something, become an entrepreneur. The tax season is upon us. We're putting together our records. How many of you are thinking about the deductions that you're allowed? A percentage of your home, what it costs you to run your home, if you are using it as part of it as a home office. For example, if you use 10% of your home as a home office or to run a home-based business, that means that you could deduct 10% of your electric bill, for example, whatever repairs you're doing on the house, renovation, furnishing, other expenses related to the home office space, all are deductible. So you fellas take advantage of that, right?
So can I ask you a question? So the difference between 10
if I said no, what would happen then?
Probably go on to another topic.
Okay.
So in Canada, if you declare part of your home as part of your business and you go through exactly what you just said, the deductible, what happens if it's your primary residence, then that affects your what we call a capital gains tax. And the capital gains tax in Canada is if you buy a property, let's say, for $100,000 and you live in it all your life and then you sell it for $500,000,
right.
Well, there is a $550,000 what they call capital gains tax exemption, meaning that that first $500,000 you don't have to pay tax on.
Right.
If it's your primary residence. However, that goes away immediately when you declare your primary residence as part of your business.
Really?
Does that happen in the States?
No.
Really?
No, it doesn't happen the same way in the States.
So how does it work here? Is there a capital gains tax exemption here?
There's capital gains tax exemption, and more to the point, when you sell your house, you used to be able to take the entire amount and transfer it into another property. That changed with the advent of this administration, so that you only have a $250,000 allowance. So you get taxed on everything above that. And a perfect example, I'm looking at liquidating most all of my real estate assets that I have anywhere.
and sort of starting over again. And what we're concerned about are the tax ramifications. What happens when I move all this stuff? Because it used to be you could take a like amount and spend it for something somewhere else. I think there are some things that are still in law that allow you to do that, but it's not as easy to get at. But in terms of the capital gains, they're like 15%, I think, is the straight across the board that you would have to pay for anything that isn't involved in labor. That is, you own some stock and you sell it, you got to pay capital gains. You own some real estate, you sell it, capital gains. But I'm not aware of how it is affected whether you use part of it for your business or not.
So if I buy a house for $100,000 and I don't have any business in it, I just live in it, and mm-hmm. I sell it for $500,000,
right,
in the United States, that $400,000 gain of real estate value, you're not taxed on?
You are taxed on it. I think it's over $250,000. So you'd be taxed at 15% times $150,000, which is $200,000.
So $22,500. The problem is you can't take the loss, though.
So
they'll tax you for the increase, but they won't tax you. You won't be able to use the loss of the deduction.
So in Canada, you can use the losses, and you have a straight number of $500,000.
What are you talking about, John? The tax...
You can't... Even, let's say you sell something for a loss.
Yep.
You can't use that as a deduction.
A loss?
You can't take a loss on it.
What, you talking about a business asset or a home?
Real estate.
Really? Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, I've never sold anything in a loss, so I don't know. I'm hoping that isn't the case.
Back
to your point.
All right, back to my point in a minute. Hold on a second. Let's go back to the point in a moment, and we'll have our inventor on in the next half hour as well. My Cool Inventions Radio.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morning wind.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Freeze Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
What's up, Doc?
What's up?
Doug Steffen and Akers, Jen Kerr, and John Creamer. We're having a philosophical discussion. We've got to wrap it up soon because our inventor today is Stephen Wozniak.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. We've got him here on our program. I'm amazed. Yesterday we had Connie. I wasn't able to listen to Connie and the tip and split thing. How was that?
Oh, awesome. She sold us look, light, and sinker. I was out. I started out. I said, no way. She did her pitch, and I was in.
Really?
So much so I wanted to grab the product and take it to live shopping that afternoon.
What'd she get for a thumbs up, John? 100%. All right.
All in.
We were against her. I mean, we were like,
really?
A little hard, yeah.
It was like a calculator with a magnifying glass on it with a light. We went, get out of town. My cell phone does that.
But we took it from the picture. The picture looks like a calculator, but it's really not.
Richie even got sold on.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
How did Kathy Lynn Tragesar do with the stick pins on?
That was 73%.
73. Okay. So we have, so far, looks like we got at least Connie is in the running.
The light was 90%. on Monday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get that. So Connie's been running for the winning position for this week. We'll see how Steve Wozniak does in a minute. But I want to give Acres a chance to finish his thoughts about what we do tax-wise and otherwise, and encouraging business.
All I wanted to know is I now think I see it clearly. You don't have a sort of a one-time tax, a capital gains tax deduction on your primary residence. So you guys have a different system. We used to. We have a different system down here. So that's why you can do the 15%, 20%. And then you're right. You're 100% right. You can get your own personal tax deductions if you use your house as your business place. In Canada, you can't. You can, except you got to give up that $500,000 tax exemption.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's another Canadian trick to
absolutely
people not want to go there. I actually think that there are a lot of things about Canada that are very worthwhile. Not their weather, not the taxation system. But there are a lot of people who go to Canada. I was with a gentleman who has become one of the great master healers of our time. His name is Master Shah, S-H-A. He's Chinese. He's learned English. He's amazing. He's a marvelous healer. Written dozens of books, just a master. And he lives in Canada. And I said, why do you live in Canada? He said, because I don't want to live in China. I don't want to live in the United States. So apparently it's very appealing to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And I can see that, frankly, because it's easier to get things done, or at least it seems, for those outside looking in. But the grass is always greener anyway. Yeah, it's different. That's what it is. Yep.
Can you imagine we have Stephen Wozniak on our program today?
We're blessed today. Wow.
Incredible. And he's come up with his newest invention called the Woz Fan.
Yeah.
Apparently, we
get this guy sued is what's going to happen.
No, you know what? I bet you he listens to this and is so sick of people playing on that. Right, Steve? Is that this? You want to be called Steve or Steven?
You can call me Steve. That's good.
Okay. Steve. How much starch do you take for your name?
At least two or three times on a daily basis.
Okay. Wow. So we're not starting anything new here. All right, so let's go with what he's doing.
So he looks like he's come up with a fan. It's interesting because I was just debating this with the missus. We have outside, we're thinking of putting a table in there with the umbrella. And she is, I don't know about you, Doug, but my lady is always cold.
Really?
It could be 95 degrees outside, she's cold. In the car, the biggest debates we have is how much air conditioning on each side of the car. So I have to always have the air conditioning that splits, you know, one person gets
right.
one level,
yeah.
the other
yeah.
person gets the other. And Steve Wozniak has come up with a fan for the umbrella that does exactly that. And I was in this discussion that she didn't want a fan and umbrella because we were in China looking at these fans. And she said, no. You'll love it and I'll be cold. So he's come up with, looks like, a personalized setting. You can personalize where you're sitting in a fan. Four fans, which is interesting. Steven, describe it to everybody.
What it is, it's actually there's two fan clusters. Each cluster has four fans on it. Four fans above the table and four fans below the table that will go on the umbrella pole. Each fan is independently controlled, high, low, and off. And the individual has the ability to control their fans by either the touch of a switch or through a remote control, so that each person at the patio table can have their own really climate-controlled system while they're sitting at the table. To top it off, the fans create an air curtain which will keep mosquitoes or bugs away from the patio table.
So do you see fans below the table, too?
Yes, absolutely. So there's it's a fan cluster with our fans. You put the same fan cluster above the table that you put below the table, which will create an entire climate control system at the patio table. Rather than just having fans above the table, you might have the opportunity to have mosquitoes come in underneath and get your legs, where at this point in time, when you put the same unit underneath the table, you no longer have any bugs to bring to the table, and it totally changes the dynamics of the table.
So that is actually really interesting. So you're getting the benefit of the fan below the table as well. I've never seen that before. I've never seen a fan below a table before. And in fact, that is very interesting because mosquitoes and stuff do get you where it's underneath the table. In fact, I always look around. Some people say, "Oh, mosquitoes." I go, "No, I didn't see mosquitoes." And of course, when I go inside, my legs are covered with mosquito bites because I just
even notice them biting me. So you've got fans above the table and below the table, and you call it, it's kind of, and it's personalized. So each fan system, if I'm sitting in maybe the north or south, east, west, they have four people on the table, I can completely customize my fan and to be different than the person next to me.
That's correct. So you could, if you wanted, you could have your fans on below the table and your fan off above the table, and everybody else could do the same at their location.
Let's hear his pitch, John. You know what? Yeah. You know, Doug, John, let's hear his nice pitch. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 60 seconds to win over the listener to pitch it. 60 seconds to pitch it, and our listener will vote thumbs up or thumbs down. They'll like it or they won't like it. And listener, if you're listening, here's what you do. You go to mycoolinventions.com, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down. You can text us if you're in the car, you're on the phone, you're at the office or something. Grab your smartphone and text the word thumbs up, THUMBSUP, one word, or thumbs down, one word. You text that to 22333. That's two twos and three threes. Or if you're old fashioned like me and Doug, pick up the phone and call 1-888-877-0490.
Old fashioned like that.
877. Because I'm just thinking your flip phone doesn't have texting function, so I thought.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't work, but I can
So 1-888-877-0490 and just say thumbs up and thumbs down. So Stephen, I got all the listeners ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Outside on the patio when it is warm is an enjoyment everyone deserves, yet you are still faced with a big problem: how to cool down your outdoor experience and get rid of those annoying mosquitoes. Wads Fans is a completely designed fan system like you've never seen before. First, there are two fan clusters that attach to the pole above and below the table to create an entire climate control system with a link to keep away bugs. Second, each fan is independently controlled for each individual's needs. Third, WazFans is powered by a rechargeable battery, so you will not need to run any cords. Check out the Waz site at WazFans.com and also go to Facebook and like WazFans to receive all updates on the product. The WazFans will be available on Kickstarter on Wednesday, March 25th, for a highly discounted rate of $180. The WazFans will later be available on the market at a price of $380. Please go to MyCoolInventions.com and vote for WazFans.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shot and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Great presentation, Stephen. I think you got a little bit of a close in, and you also got the prices. So if I understand it correctly, $179 is the greatly discounted price, and then the higher price when it comes out into the marketplace. I got a question for you. How much confidence do you have in that price?
I have very high confidence in that price. I am putting it available on Kickstarter at a wholesale price. And after the Kickstarter is done, when it comes to market, it will be available at $380, and it may even come to market at a cheaper price than that, as long as I can get my everything done as well as I'd like to.
So I'm going to make a comment. You defend yourself. Pricing integrity is everything. Everything. My father taught me it takes $1 billion of marketing to raise the price and raise your product positioning and price. It takes 10 cents in bad marketing to drop it. So when you go out there at $179 and you infiltrate the web and anybody's searching, that price is going to be there in browsers and search engines and everywhere else. How are you going to ask for more money later?
Well, that is, this is on Kickstarter. Kickstarter is not a crowdfunding source that you are to use to make money. It is a source to bring a product to market. So I am not going on Kickstarter in order to get a retail price for my product. I am going on Kickstarter in order just to bring it to market.
Yeah, what he's trying to say, though, is that it's going to get everywhere, okay? Kickstarter's got a huge following, so basically it's going to be on websites everywhere. And people would search it. Let's say they put up Waz Fans, they search it, and they're always going to find it at $179. That's what they got. Trying to say. So yeah, I mean, even though you're trying just to raise funds, it's going to get out there.
I think it also might hurt your pricing integrity in the future. And I don't understand why. Don't you just put the regular price out there? Let's face the reality. The reality is that's the real price, and the investor and the person trying to help you in the Kickstarter campaign, they should be privileged to all the realities, including the retail price. So that's my only comment on that. If the only advice I would give you is I might put the retail price out there fairly and justly, and it also will help you raise funds. Because if you say something like on Kickstarter, if you give me, and I don't know your Kickstarter campaign, I'm making this up, but let's say you give me $100, I will send you this fan that's valued at $389. Or in your case, if you give me $200, I'll give you this $400 fan. It might help drive your fundraising also. So just those are just points that I wanted to throw out
there. That's a good one, actually.
I want to throw out there about that, because I'm just a little worried about your price integrity, and I've done it before. I'm only talking from experience. I have messed up badly on projects with pricing. That's how I learned not to mess with my price integrity.
Steven, my question for you, and I just, for $389 or $399, is it really that expensive to make this?
What I have is I have the highest quality of fans that you can make. I'm using all brushless motors, so all motors test out at 10,000 hours.
Yes.
Realistically, lifetime pieces. It's a rechargeable, reusable rechargeable battery. Realistically, my cost in order to make this product is when we go to that $380 would be normal markup for the cost of manufacturing this quality product.
All right. So I'm just wondering, did you ever think about making one without a battery? Because you're going to have a cable coming down if it's rechargeable anyway, right? So could you
yeah,
actually
you
have it? Could you actually have it so there's one that's just a regular AC, plug it in kind of a model too? That way you would have that recharging feature?
You sure could. The thing is, if we went with a corded model, and I don't have an issue going with a corded model, it still goes back to the quality of the motors that I'm using in this. I could create realistically a product that I could sell for in the retail market at $125.
Okay.
If you want to vote thumbs up or thumbs down, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, or text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 2233.
12 minutes before the hour now. My Cool Inventions Radio.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, get the Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under a buck. 70 styles of bamboo, like click strand bamboo for $219. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $299. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter price and the highest quality floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We're Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, we'll receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
When tasty rivalry takes a new left and right turn. I'm Lisa Jill Miller. Multi
certified platinum artist and TV host, Nick Lachey, has signed on to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Less Twist. Lachey will be featured in new print and digital video ads where he clearly states his preference and passion for Peanut Butter Less Twix. But wait, Lachey has also agreed to represent Peanut Butter Right Twix and will star in video and print ads that showcase his love of Peanut Butter Right Twix. Here's peanut butter lover Nick Lachey.
I originally agreed to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Less Twix because I'm a big fan of the rich, creamy peanut butter and crunchy cookies smothered in chocolate. So, it was a bit strange to also get a call from Peanut Butter Right Twix, but it actually makes perfect sense since I love its smooth, velvety peanut butter and crunchy cookies smothered in chocolate.
Check out the Twix YouTube channel to view the new videos and pick your side of Peanut Butter Twix. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President catching some heat for not making a phone call. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. As you may have heard, the party of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scored a surprisingly strong victory this past Tuesday in Israel's parliamentary elections. Secretary of State John Kerry did call the Prime Minister to offer congratulations, but President Obama has yet to do so. The White House says he will make that call in the next few days. Not good enough, say Republicans and conservative commentators, who argue the president should have already called Netanyahu. On Fox News, Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida slammed President Obama for his apparent beef with the Israeli Prime Minister.
Our commitment is to the state of Israel, and we have had historically in this country a very strong bipartisan commitment to Israel's security and its future. This president has threatened that through his personal animus towards the Prime Minister.
Senator Rubio added that Israel should be celebrated following their election for being a democracy. Rubio, a likely candidate for president in 2016. Speaking of presidential candidates, what about Donald Trump? He's considering a run for president. Again, we've heard this before, only to be told later he's not running. Is he serious this time?
I'm very serious. I've been very serious. I see what's going on with the country.
The country's in serious trouble. There are only bad decisions being made. We make no good decisions. We have no victories.
Trump telling Fox News he has launched a presidential exploratory committee, which allows him to raise funds. Today, he travels to New Hampshire, home of the nation's first presidential primary. The attention-craving real estate mogul and reality show star flirted with presidential runs in 2000 and again in 2012. Fool me once, fool me twice, but he says he's serious this time.
So I'm very serious.
Let's see how long this lasts. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We are professionals. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers for ability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it. Feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
On Wall Street, the market's reacting positively after the Federal Reserve announced no immediate interest rate hike. The Fed said it would continue to hold interest rates at historic lows, but left the door open for a rate hike in June. The Dow jumping 227 points yesterday to 18,076. NASDAQ tacked on 45 points. S&P with a 25-point gain. Let's talk weather. The last 3 months have been the warmest winter in recorded history, but don't tell that to the millions who have been shivering their way through the last 3 months. Overall, though, the folks at NOAA say December, January, and February were the warmest winter period in world history, beating the previous mark set last year. However, cities like Bangor, Maine, Buffalo, New York, Worcester, Massachusetts, those and several others set records for the coldest February ever. Bangor was especially chilly, with an average temperature for the month of just 6.1 degrees. Oh, and by the way, with spring officially arriving at 6:45 tomorrow night Eastern Daylight Time, snow is in the forecast for the Northeast and parts of New England tomorrow into early Saturday. And finally, if you work in an office or at home or anywhere for that matter, chances are productivity in your workplace will fall to near zero today. Why? March Madness, the big dance, all those brackets. 40 million of us have filled out about 70 million brackets. And now that those first round games are out of the way, we're down to the 64 teams that will lead to the Final Four. 16 games to be played today and tonight. They're on TV, streamed online. You can watch them on your smartphone. Just make sure you have a quick screensaver ready to go in case your nosy boss decides to walk around and look over your shoulder. And in case you're interested, President Obama has filled out his NCAA Men's College Basketball bracket. He told ESPN he's picking unbeaten Kentucky to go all the way.
Kentucky obviously has as good of a chance as any team. They are prohibitive favorites and for good reason.
Kentucky, certainly a safe bet, and a better one than the president probably made earlier this week when he likely picked Herzog over Netanyahu in his Israeli bracket. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's Critical Health News.